As you heard Steve report on the 6:30 news, the big story this morning is about the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. And we've got Dr. Kevin Most on with us this morning, the chief medical officer at Northwestern's Central DuPage Hospital. And, Doc, so the story is that a very, very small number of very rare events have followed the vaccination involving blood clots. What do you make of this?
Well, Bob, I think, you know, people have to understand that there's blood clots every day in many people. There's many reasons for blood clots. This one, is it concerning? It's certainly something that we need to look into. We have to remember that 7 million doses of these have been given, of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. And they're looking at these four cases with these very serious blood clots. So if you did the math and said, is this what we would expect normally, it's probably a little bit high. But again, you're talking about the power of small numbers. If this was two instead of four, boy, I wouldn't say write that off, but we'd say that's exactly what we would have expected. I guess the part that's concerning is when they look at they go back to their trial data where they did have one case or two cases, if I'm not mistaken, during the trial. And they compared it to those who got the placebo, and they didn't have any. But again, the power of small numbers is still there.
What does this mean? The authorities are saying it's not currently clear whether there's a casual association between the vaccine and the clots. And the statement goes on to say, at present, no clear casual relationship has been established between these rare events and the Johnson & Johnson vaccine.
Correct.
What does that mean?
Is there a reason that the vaccine caused the clot? Is there a causal relationship that I gave you the vaccine, that is why you got the clot? So what they're looking at, I'm sure, right now is these four individuals to see, was there something else going on? A couple of them, if I'm not mistaken, were cavernous sinus thrombosis, which is a blood clot in the back of the, below the eyes, essentially, by your sinuses. Which is often associated with a bacterial infection, whether it be from the throat or from your sinuses. So I'm sure they're looking at these records to say, was there another reason, or is it a causal relation with the vaccine causing it, or was there some other cause for it? So again, the power of small numbers can really throw things off here. And I would say that when you look at 6.8 million, almost 7 million people getting this vaccine, we are going to see some blood clots as we would naturally if we weren't giving the vaccine.
Doc, obviously some people listening out there, this is some unsettling news for them this morning if they've gotten this vaccine. What should people who've gotten the vaccine in that 2-week period window be looking for or be concerned about developing? Is there any sort of warning sign that they might have this problem?
Well, certainly, Steve, anytime we get blood clots, what do we look for? We look for pain and swelling in the legs. People have probably heard of things called DVTs, deep venous thrombosis, which is a blood clot essentially in the leg, in the calf, in the thigh. So you can get pain and swelling there, and you'll notice, boy, one leg is bigger than the other, one calf is bigger than the other. And then probably the other one is shortness of breath, and that would be when a clot actually goes into the lungs and causes what we know as a pulmonary embolism. So those are probably the biggest concerns. Blood clots will usually cause problems at the distal end, in other words, the further end from where that blood is supposed to be coming from. So, you know, you would just look and see where the blood is coming from and see where the discomfort might be.
So am I missing something here? Have they announced that they are going to stop administering the Johnson & Johnson vaccine today or not?
I haven't heard that they're going to stop. I know that the FDA is looking at this, but I haven't heard that they're going to halt it. It would be unfortunate if they did, because I think you really are going to slow down the process here of what we're really ultimately trying to get to. That being said, they're certainly going to take the safest route possible to make sure that they're not going to do any harm to individuals. So I'm certain that the FDA has joined in. Now, remember, these cases were all in Europe that we're talking about. So The FDA is now looking at saying, wait a second, have we had any here? The great thing about this vaccine is that we're all asking everybody, hey, if you have any symptoms, please make sure you tell us. So this vaccine, regardless of the manufacturer, is being scrutinized, you know, with millions and hundreds of millions of cases of vaccines. So we're asking everyone, if you have any symptoms, let us know. We're giving you the name of the website to go to self-report. We're asking you to call your physicians if you have any side effects or symptoms. So certainly we're really under the scrutiny now, and the FDA and CDC will certainly continue to monitor this.
As will we this morning. Thanks for the insight, Doc. Appreciate it.
You got it, guys. Take care.
Dr. Kevin Most, Chief Medical Officer at Northwestern Central DuPage Hospital, Northwestern Medicine, relentless in their pursuit of better health care.
Bob, I just wanted to clarify something. It looks like the federal government is halting these vaccines today. We just got a statement from the FDA, and it looks like there will be a news conference a little bit later this morning, but at least at federal sites, they will immediately halt the use of the Johnson & Johnson vaccination, and they're expecting the state officials to do the same. Obviously, that's going to have a huge impact on Illinois because, you know, the United Center is switching fully to, I believe, the COVID, it was the Johnson & Johnson vaccine starting next week. And that was a big part of the plan moving forward, at least to get some people vaccinated here pretty quickly.
Yeah, absolutely. And a lot of people wanted the J&J because it's a single dose. And I can't imagine anybody, in light of the news now, even if the Johnson & Johnson vaccine were available everywhere today still, I can't imagine people feeling comfortable about getting that shot right now. But you're right. It's going to affect vaccinations everywhere because it just means there's less vaccination available, less vaccinations available to all. Well, you take one away. So we'll continue to monitor that for you.